cleanup the next morning. Bill Altenhoffen got recruited into that effort. And what he has to say about how the trenches were laid out and where the bodies were and what else he found. You went out with Captain Stone, right?
Yeah.
That was, did you take anybody else with you?
No, just the two of us. And the Wolfhounds.
And the Wolfhounds were already there.
They were already there, yeah. When we got out there, we loaded these guys up. And I forgot that Collins was part of that group. So the next day, I mislabeled Warren as Collins.
Oh.
And that's why Collins was dead for 3 days.
Oh, Warner.
Yeah, Warner. Jackson and Warner were together.
Yeah.
I heard one of the guys that was there told me that Jackson had said his buddy was in trouble. And that's why he went up where Warner was. But, Jackson had all shot up. Larry Lody told me he had shot about 21 times.
Yeah. I think that's right. I think Warner was probably in the lead. He was brand new to the film. And Jackson was behind it.
Yeah.
Suianoa and Mabry.
Yeah, Mabry was right up by the ditch.
He may have been up.
Yeah. It looked like Mabry had charged up there real quick, and Suianoa probably was taking his time walking because Suianoa was back here and Mabry was up there.
Mabry was the lead?
Yeah.
Mabry
was right up by the ditch. It looked like somebody.
Was he shot up with a lot of holes?
No. It looked like maybe two or three. It looked like somebody just reached up from the ditch and just blasted. And Suinoa is back here, probably, I don't know, somebody, again, from the ditch could have just shot him. Because Suinoa looked like he had about three shots in his chest.
But then, tell them about the trench line.
The trench line was deep there. I didn't see any sign of spider holes. Larry Lody told me there were spider holes, but I didn't see any of that. I think somebody might have been in the trench line because the trench line running this way, and then right in front of you, the other running this way is where Collins and Owen got it. But there was a bunker here and a bunker over here, and then the small trees were back up this way. And the two guys over here, and Warner and Jackson over here, and Pickett was in the hole.
He was back with me.
Yeah.
Right behind us.
I had heard that Pickett stuck his head off out of the hole, and that's when he got it. That's why he told me that.
Yeah, they said we couldn't
fire much out of the hole because Pickett raised his head up and got shot in the head. I recall Pickett raising up with his 45. He didn't have a rifle. When he raised up, he got shot.
That's what
I heard. I can't remember the name, probably because one of the other surviving soldiers told me about that somebody just popped their head up just a little bit over the out of the hole and just got shot right in the forehead or something like that. It just crumbled right there. So
yeah.
I'm not sure what the name was, but that's.
Now tell me what else you found in the streamline. Two guys with a rifle.
I didn't find those guys. I don't know where they were hiding.
He found them. What?
Oh, who found
I know
them?
What you're thinking.
But
tell them about the NVA.
Lieutenant.
Yeah.
When we gathered up all the bodies, the ship was going to come in and pick them up. So they called down, somebody had a radio, they called down and said, okay, we're coming in to pick up the bodies. So I told the guy, okay, form a perimeter. And they started walking from, we kind of gathered between the hole and the ditch there. They started walking out, and this one guy, so he hollered at me, he said, Sarge, there's one in here, can I kill him? And I said, no, don't kill. I was standing quite a ways away, about from you. And I said, no, don't kill him. Kick him in the leg, but don't shoot him. You know, and I was was thinking, you know, live guy, much better than a dead one. Kicking him in the leg wouldn't hurt. Get rid of aggression. So they picked this guy up, and here's a big bandage on his leg. First thing I think about is cruelty. But so they were pretty happy with this guy. I looked around and nobody had noticed. The infantry guys had nobody noticed. Captain Stone hollered out, "Hey, I see you got one." I mean, everybody in the Hobo Woods heard him. So this captain of the infantry came walking over and said, "Thanks, Sarge, I'll take him." And I said, "Wait a minute, Captain." I said, "I got a helicopter coming to pick up the body." I said, "I'll just throw him on there and take him in right away." He said, "No, Sarge, I'll take him." And I said, "Well, look, sir, I have a captain here, too." He said, "I outrank him." I said, "Well, my six is upstairs." He said, "So's mine." "And he outranks you?" I said, "Well, sir, it's all one big army." He said, "Sergeant, you're stupid." I kind of lost my argument. So he started walking away with this guy. And the guys were standing around there really feeling bad. I said, "Hey, look," I said, "that guy had to have a weapon." I said, "Come back and look, see where he was. See what you can find." So they went back and they found this web gear, AK-50, and they're standing there admiring this thing and everything. And the captain's RTO was watching us. He sent the captain back. He came back and he said, "Thanks, Sarge, I'll take that too."
Is that the same captain you were talking about that we ran into with the Wolfhound?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that would be
The fellow that Dow was talking about was a platoon leader. In the second, somewhere in second 27. The whole operation sounds pretty familiar. But he was supposed to come, and the people in the trench or the streamline were from the 3rd and 4th squads. It was Rodriguez or somebody. It was just there.
Gerber was one of them.
Okay.
I don't know who the other one was.
I don't either. But
and how they survived that night, God only knows, because down where they were was not near where he was.
No.
And we were pounding the living hell of it. We presumed that everybody was outside that.
Well, everybody had been
was dead.
Picked up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that night, we presumed everybody outside the crater and where they described where the other ones were. Anything out of that was fair game. And we just shot everything we had, artillery, gunships, and we sprayed liberally, even though we weren't taking fire, just in case someone was crawling around. And apparently they laid in the stream and sucked air all night.
I had no idea, because that ditch was so deep at that point, at the side there. I looked down there and said, "Geez, I wouldn't even jump down there." I was afraid I wouldn't get back out. So, God, I can't think of where they could have been.